honoured, really. Just really, really lucky to be given this opportunity. You know, as soon as I heard of the interest with Mark, I spoke to Mark a few times over the summer, and you know how deals go. They're a bit touch and go until you actually sign the deal. You don't really know what's going on until then. But yeah, just really, really thrilled to get. I wanted to get me career started as soon as possible. You know, because obviously last year it was a lot of messing on and carrying on, and clubs were promising stuff, and then it didn't happen. So I just felt like the conversations I had with Mark and obviously Jim Rodwell and everything like that, who was ringing me, they really made an effort to get me. And there was other clubs, basically. Obviously, speaking to a few clubs, the agent was, and you know, a few clubs had expressed an interest in me. So I had a bit of a decision to make. But obviously, as soon as I spoke to Mark, the ambitions, like I said, what the chairman's doing, the new plan, and basically where the club was going, it was a bit of a no-brainer, really. And you know, I just obviously met him in person then and got the medical done, and thank God now just can't wait to get started.
Given those plans that you mentioned there, have you had a more exciting move?
Not really, no. In terms of the actual structure of the club and where they want to bring it, if I'm being honest, no, I don't think I have done. You know, obviously I was very fortunate enough to play in the Championship. But, you know, at Barnsley, we were always up against it. Obviously, the quality in the Championship. But, you know, let's make no mistake about it. The chairman and the manager want to head to the Championship, and they want to head there. They want to head there in the right direction. But, you know, it's not always a given. Obviously, he's going to bring in a bit of quality, but it's down to the players now to obviously go out and do the business on the pitch, because, you know, obviously, I've seen all the plans for the new stadium in 2 years' time. I believe it's starting next week. Next month to starting on the stadium and the training itself. So, you know, I don't think you can look too far ahead, but I just think the club and where it's at, and obviously with the owner and the chairman and how much money he's putting into the club and investing in so much stuff off the field as well. You know, it's an honour to be signing with the club that's really going places.
So what sort of midfielder have Scunthorpe got then, Stephen?
I'd like to think they've got a really honest player in himself. You know, obviously I don't like to go on too much about myself because I'm not that sort of a player. I like to give it my all, help my teammates out, drive the team forward, and just basically never say die attitude. Like I said to the other reporters, I even hate losing a five-a-side on a Monday. And if the game's not for the Saturday, you can imagine what I'm like after we lose a game on the Saturday. But no, that's just the way I am. I hate to lose. I've been born to win at everything I do, and I just want to give 110% now for the next 2 years and hopefully more years after that, and giving me all to this club now. Because, like I said, thankful to the manager and the chairman for giving me the opportunity to come and play for such a great club.
Was it a difficult decision to leave Rochdale?
It was, if I'm being honest, because I've worked with Cahill numerous times. They obviously took me to the Championship with Barnsley. Spent a couple of years with him there, and then to obviously take me there last year, I'm not afraid to say I had a really close bond with the manager, and you know, obviously we'll still remain friends because I have that mutual respect for the manager and what he's done for my career. You know, and you know, probably forever grateful for him for giving me that honour and chance to play in the Championship, because that's what footballers do. You want to play as high as you can. You want to give your all, and obviously playing as high as you can, and he gave me that opportunity. So, you know, with the squad it was, obviously we were underdogs last year, so we built a bit of a good team spirit together, and, you know, obviously it nearly paid off. We just missed out on the playoffs, but, you know, all credit to the teams that made it, Chesterfield and that, you know, they all deserve spaces to do it. And, you know, like you said, it wasn't meant to be, but, like you said, the club will move on. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of good players at Rochdale now, and they're bringing a few more, and, you know, it's one of them things. Players do come and go at football clubs, but you know, I have to say I have so much respect for Keith as a manager. And you know, like you said, I spoke to him about the deal, and he was wishing me the best of luck, and that goes to show what a man he is. And you know, there was no falling out, there was no bad press. He wished me all the best for the move, and you like I said, I'll still speak to him throughout the year now. Though,
do you know any of the Scunthorpe lads? Have you played with any of them before?
No, I haven't. Obviously, I can name them all. We're coming up against them the last couple of years, as you know, and the likes of obviously how close I am to Paddy, obviously part of the family, literally, and Bishops and You know, I can go through the team itself. You know, we're coming up against them here and now. You get to know the players who you're up against, and obviously we've had a few battles in the past. So, you know, like you said, just really looking forward to now getting their pre-season and obviously getting to know your new teammates. That's a big thing for me. I like to get to know my players and obviously have a great team spirit. And there's a trip away abroad as well, I believe, booked for July. So that'll help. That'll help team spirit to come along, and I think it's an important part of football. You know, getting a good group of lads all walking in the same direction, all pulling in the same direction. And you know, I'm sure Mark and the gaffer and the chairman will be looking to do that, because that's the aim. That they want to go as high as they can as well.
Yeah, you've played in the Championship before. How great is your desire to get back there?
Oh, listen, that's my main aim. You know, I was, like I said, very fortunate to have 2.5 great years there. And you know, people say is there a great deal a difference from obviously League Two to League One, League One to Championship, and I do firmly believe there is. But you know, when you go to the big teams in the Championship and the stadiums you play in and everything about it, you know, this club and the new stadium, what it's built for, that's what I believe the chairman and the manager are striving to do, because they want to get up. But by all means, it's not going to be easy. And people think, obviously, yeah, there is a good few players coming in, but we've got to work hard now and you know, nothing's for granted in this league. You know, the good teams, the great teams, like even last year, the big teams in Sheffield United, they're still in this league. The teams that are coming down, the likes of Wigan, Millwall, the teams that are coming up. You know, it's a really, really competitive league this year. But, you know, I believe hopefully we can really push on from last year. And you know, if you look at the gaffer's record since he came in, I think it has the club in good stead with obviously his own stamp, his own pre-season, his own players. I believe that we will go places with him.